Hello, and welcome to the Everybody Knows Show. So, today I'm going to be talking about, well, just like a few random things. I know Sabrina Carpenter and Ariana Grande have been the hot topic on this show, and I'm here to tell you they continue to be the hot topic on this show. So, I'm gonna log in here to the computer real quick so that I'm able to show you this new thing that happened at the Sabrina Carpenter Sweet and S Short Short and Sweet Short and Sweet tour. Me and my friend are actually trying to get tickets for it. I actually just got back from a cruise to the Bahamas, which, if you've been listening since Balanced Babes, I had been planning a trip on a cruise with my friend. Finally, we went on the cruise. It was so much fun. A lot of great stories from that. if I was on the Balanced Babe podcast, I could give you guys a little more info on the stories. Maybe I'll start up that podcast again and have a little bit of a story time and update everyone on how I've been doing. But this show is more so for just the newest celebrity gossip, things like that. So let me get us logged in so that we can see what's going on. So if you guys remember, I talked about Ariana Grande's SNL skits a few episodes ago. Well, Sabrina Carpenter, again, at one of her shows, the skit was brought up because, if you guys remember, Ariana Grande, she did a skit of one of Sabrina Carpenter's songs, Espresso. And I mean, they changed the lyrics and they made it really funny. And it was about the bridesmaids and about the bride cheating on her husband at the bachelor party with a guy named Domingo. And well, the guy who played Domingo in that skit, I'm trying to remember his name because me and my friend love watching his videos. He went to the concert, and Sabrina Carpenter, she ha has this running gag where she arrests the hottest person in the crowd. She ended up arresting him, and he sang his version of the song, his skit version. So I want to log in and show you guys that, or at least so you guys can listen to it. I remember talking about this little, the running gag that she has of arresting people, when it came to her arresting Millie Bobby Brown. Well, now she got this guy. All right. So let's get to that. I'm gonna find his name real quick because let's see who it's played by. Okay, it's played by Marcelo Hernandez. And he does a lot of funny SNL skits. Seems like the Wi-Fi is down in the studio today. This is not looking too great. His videos, I love his videos, his skits specifically. They never ever fail to make me laugh. I'm like really excited to share this with you guys. Okay. Now that we finally got logged in, let's do this. And if you could even look it up, it says Marcelo Hernandez brought back Domingo twice in one weekend. Let's see. According to the last one TikTok video, or according to at least one TikTok video, Marcelo Hernandez seemingly can't get through a standard or a stand-up performance these days without being forced to include a nod of his fan favorite SNL character, Domingo. The character became an instant hit after appearing in the October 12th sketch bridesmaid speech, in which Heidi Gardner, Ego Nwoden, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Walden, Sarah Sherman, and the episode's host Ariana Grande play a group of bridesmaids singing a parody of Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso at a wedding reception to tell bride Kelsey's, played by Chloe Fineman, oh my gosh, I'm so bad at this, her new husband Matt, played by Andrew Demuth. That's it. I need to stop trying to pronounce these names. That she cheated on him with the Domingo character during her bachelorette party. Oh no. Maybe I'll play the skit for you guys first, and then I'll play the arrest that happened at the Short and Sweet tour. Okay, let me get that skit going. I've never seen Wi-Fi so slow before. And ads. I love that. Okay. So. Here you go. Without further ado, here is the skit.
Yeah, so Matthew, I'll finish with this. It's a privilege to be your best man, but it's even more of a privilege to be your best friend.
I love you, bro! That's my boy right there!
All right! Give it up for the best man! But we did say no boring speeches, no shade. Anyway, turning the attention to my beautiful sister, the bride, Kelsey.
Same mom, different dads. Love you, girl!
I would like to invite up Kelsey's bridesmaids, aka the Kel Squad.
Okay, so instead of a speech, we're going to do something different for y'all because we're a little bit creative and a little bit quirky.
And we know we're not Matt's favorite because every time Kelsey's with us, she low-key blacks out.
Nah, come on. I love y'all.
But Kelsey loves her espresso martinis, so we wrote a special song about our bachelorette trip.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
But we didn't go to Vegas. We went to Charleston. Hit it.
Just real quick. This is led by Ariana Grande. So, and I love the fact that she, well, you're about to hear, she purposely makes her voice sound really bad and off key. And just very plastic like this. So without further ado, here you go.
Bridesmaids wanted a celebration.
So we took a trip, bachelorette vacation.
Cause we know she needs one, a break from Matthew.
Just kidding, Matt. We're glad she has you.
We're out, the shots are flowing, yeah. Guys on the dance floor grooving, yeah. We say no thanks, she's taken, yeah.
Woo! Sing it!
Now she's with a hot guy, but he looks gay.
Maybe he's bi, still dancing with Domingo.
Third location, fully straight, fully touching Domingo.
I can't wait to be his wife. She's pointing to Domingo.
So, quick question, who's Domingo?
Oh, just this random guy we met. I told you about him.
I'm positive you did not.
In the bathroom, we take her aside. She says, don't worry, we won't cross the line.
Think of your fiance.
Oh, the off-key singing is so bad.
Hands me her ring, then we can't find her.
You took off your ring? Is this true?
Well, I just didn't want to lose it in the hot tub.
What hot tub?
Now we're back in the house, in the hot tub. She's there with Domingo.
only a model. I need volunteers with weird sick animals.
Oh my goodness.
Is the point of this song just that Kelsey cheated on me all weekend?
No, the point is it's espresso.
You're not even listening to the lyrics.
That's all I'm listening to.
The next day, she said nothing happened.
They talked all night about you, Matthew.
The man at brunch, she just starts crying.
We ask her why. She says, I'm just so tired.
We say, take a nap. She says, I'm not that kind of tired.
Okay, enough. I need answers now about you and whoever this Domingo guy is. And not for nothing, but the rhyme scheme has gone completely out the window.
Okay. Look, I'm sorry I met someone I connected with, but Domingo is in the past.
Kelsey, I'm here.
Oh my gosh, and here is Domingo.
See, now, if this is Domingo, I'm gonna be pissed.
Hey, Matt, came out this way, had to explain, direct from Domingo. Kelsey's a friend, she's like my sis, but we did hook up, though.
What? Well, why would you guys tell me this through song?
I hope we can still be friends.
This is so bad. This is one of the most popular skits right now. And even me and my friends, we'd be referencing the skit all the time. So let's see the Domingo skit with, not the skit, but the Domingo scene with Sabrina. All right, Sabrina Carpenter arrests Domingo, aka Marcelo Hernandez, in nod to espresso song in SNL skit.
Fried chicken and wontons.
Fried chicken.
And teriyaki glaze. This and
is a Zaxby's
egg roll.
Ad.
Some people think
shout
the Zaxby's
out to Zaxby's for getting in the way. This looks good. You can't really hear what she's saying. You can hear the audience screaming in the background. It's Domingo. Okay, let's see. Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina, I'm here.
Saturday Night Live's Domingo came all this way for Sabrina Carpenter to arrest him in LA.
What I am also so lucky about is that it doesn't feel like work.
It all went down at night two of the singer's short and sweet tour stop during the opener for her
this
song,
is by
Juno,
E.T., by
where
the way.
Sabrina arrests someone in the crowd for being too good-looking. This time, SNL's latest viral character, played by Marcelo Hernandez, was her target.
Hey. Who are you?
My name is Domingo.
I'm so flustered.
In case you missed the connection between the two, last month's Ariana Grande hosting gig featured a skit where a group of bridesmaids reveal the bride hooked up with Domingo at her bachelorette party, all to the tune of Sabrina's hit song, Espresso.
Now we're back in the house, in the hot tub, she's there with Domingo.
Then Domingo himself makes a surprise appearance at their wedding.
Kelsey, I'm here.
Okay, so they're basically just re-explaining everything that happened.
See, now, if this is Domingo, I'm going to be pissed.
Hey, Matt, came out this way, had to explain, direct from Domingo. Kelsey's a friend, she's like my sis, but we did hook up, though.
What? Well, why would you guys tell me this through song?
I hope we can still be friends.
I think that it's so crazy to do a job like that, that it puts everything, like,
this is
I just
Marcello
always
talking
think about how it was when I wasn't doing well, when I was starting out, and this is all better than what was back then. Just one episode at a time and try to do the best I can.
Which brings us back to this short and sweet cameo.
Who are you?
My name is Domingo.
Okay, this is at the concert.
I'm from Miami, baby.
Grateful above anything else. Grateful for all this stuff.
Well, that is a cute nod. And they have a really cute picture together after the concert, or before the concert. I don't know when they took it, but it's really hilarious. I'm glad that they can, you know, keep joking about it. So that is the whole Domingo tea that just happened. I mean, we can't even call it tea. It's kind of wholesome that they're able to keep the joke going. Let's see what else is going on lately. Selena Gomez was at a Sabrina Carpenter tour with her sister and her sister's friends. I guess she treated them to, you know, to the concert, and she said she was so happy her sister was able to go hang out with her friends. Notably, she was wearing a pink bunny outfit to the concert, a onesie. So that, I don't know, that's very cute. I think she was matching with her sister. So let me look it up. Selena pink bunny onesie. Yeah, so this article says Selena Gomez bundles up in a bunny onesie while attending Sabrina Carpenter's concert with boyfriend Benny Blanco. Oh, I didn't know she took Benny Blanco too. He looks like he's wearing like a green jacket or onesie or something. I love her onesie. It's so cute. I want one. So it says Selena Gomez wore a puffy pink bunny onesie for Sabrina Carpenter's Short and Sweet concert at the Kia Forum in Inglewood, California, Monday night, where she was joined by her boyfriend Benny Blanco and her little sister Gracie Elliott Tiffy. The other article I read said that, you know, she was there treating her sister and her sister's friends to the concert. And I didn't even know she went with Benny Blanco. But yeah, that's interesting. But the onesie is an interesting choice. I wonder why she chose to wear that. Maybe she was trying to be like more conspicuous because you have the hoodie on. Yeah, she was probably just trying to blend in with the hoodie. But I don't know. A onesie is very bold. I don't know. How do you blend in with a onesie? All billionaires should dress like this, someone put it as an article. Today, in breaking celebrity news, Selena Gomez attended Sabrina Carpenter's concert Monday night in a pink bunny onesie, accompanying her 11-year-old sister Gracie and her friends. See, that's what I read. Per TMZ, the pop princess took casual attire to another level by never changing out of her pajamas. For what it's worth, I believe that this is how all billionaires should dress. Regardless, it looks like Gomez and crew had fun at Carpenter's third and final LA show. She posted an Instagram story of the girls with the caption, "One of my favorite nights for my sissy and her friends." Carpenter recently wrapped tour has been a magnet for celebrity attendees over the last couple of months. I mean, I remember we were talking about Millie Bobby Brown attended. Let's see. What celebrities have attended Sweet and Short tour? Every star who attended Sabrina Carpenter's final U.S. leg. All right, let's see. The 25-year-old espresso superstar hit stage on Monday night, November 18, for the final U.S. tour. Oh, wait. I think me and my friends were talking about going to see Tate. Low-key, though, I really want to see Sabrina. Tate kind of got ruined for me. So, superstar hit stage on Monday night, November 18th, for the final U.S. tour stop of her Sweet and Short tour. I'm trying to find the list of people who have been to her concert. Does this article not continue here? Let's see. You know, I don't like when articles are straightforward. You have to click to see every single celebrity. All right, I'm about to click Yahoo and see if this is more accurate. All right, who attended Sabrina Carpenter's Short and Sweet concert in LA? Katy Perry, Blue Ivy, Miranda Cosgrove, Madison Beer, Kendall Jenner, Hailey Bieber, Cara Delevingne, Danielle Fishel, Carly Rae Jepsen. Yo, I haven't heard that name in forever. Taylor Perez. I don't know her middle name. Taylor Zakar Perez. James Charles. Haven't heard that one in a minute. And Madeline Petch. These are all people who have attended. Meanwhile, Katy Perry and John Mayer were spotted among the audience. John Mayer. That name sounds familiar. Let's look that up. John Mayer. Yo, isn't this the dude who dated Taylor Swift when he was like, what, 30 and she was 18? Nah, I don't mess with John Mayer. I remember when I went to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour concert in Florida. I think it was night two, I believe. Night one or night two? I don't remember. Night two, I'm pretty sure. When I went to that concert, people were trading bracelets that said F John Mayer. My cousin was like, get that one, get that bracelet. I was like, I don't know much about it, so I'm not going to get it. But low-key, I should have, because what he did is very messed up. I don't know. And then she wrote her song, Would've, Could've, Should've. Let's find it. Would've, Could've, Should've. Taylor Swift. Supposedly this song is about John Mayer, and I mean obviously she has her song that goes Dear John. Well, let's listen to the lyrics. At the first glance, if you tasted poison you could have spit me out at the first chance. If I was some paint, did it splatter? I love this song. If I was a child, did it matter? Ooh, if you got to wash your hands. Let's look at that lyric. So I love the people in the comments who post the lyrics. Y'all are angels. If I would have blinked, then I would have looked away at the first chance or the first glance. If you tasted poison, you could have spit me out at the first chance. If I was some paint, did it splatter on a promising grown man? If I was a child, did it matter if you got to wash your hands? Dang. Let's look up an article about John Mayer and Taylor Swift. Let's see what happened. I'm just going to click on a random article. Taylor Swift and John Mayer's relationship timeline from collaborations to breakup anthem. Okay. Taylor Swift is notorious for dropping hints about her famous exes in the lines of her songs, and John Mayer easily picked up on the clues. The songwriters were linked in 2009 and 2010 after collaborating on Mayer's single Half of My Heart. At the time, Swift told Ellie that she'd been such a big fan of John for such a long time and was really excited about teaming up with the critically acclaimed artist. Their duet was part of Mayer's 2009 record, Battle Studies. By the following year, however, things appeared to turn sour. In 2010, Swift penned Dear John, a not-so-subtle breakup anthem detailing a romance with an older man when they were rumored to be dating. The Pennsylvania native was 19. Okay, so Taylor Swift was 19 and Mayer was 32. Now, I don't do math at the top of my head, so let me just whip out my calculator real quick like that. Because, okay, let's see. Okay, why did I open up my emails and not my calculator? Let's see this. 32 minus 19 is 13 years difference. Now, this might not be as bad if she was way older and they were both super adult, but she's not even old enough to drink here. And as far as I'm concerned, your brain doesn't finish developing until you're, let's see, when does your brain stop developing? Mid to late 20s. I heard someone say 25, so I'm going to stick with that number. But 19 is kind of fresh out of high school. 32, you've been adulting for a while now. This is not right. Let's keep reading the article, because yikes. Oh, don't tell me I logged out of the article. Dang it. Let's go back, and then we'll continue listening to the song as well. Wait. Oh, I logged out of the article because I was Googling what age your brain stops developing. Oh, man. Oopsies. My bad. Clicking back into the article. 2 years later, Mayer admitted that he left humiliated by the song's lyrics in an interview with Rolling Stone, calling it cheap songwriting for Swift to reference an ex. Swift, for her part, doesn't particularly care how her music makes her former flames feel. While promoting her Red Taylor's version in November 2021, she told Seth Meyers, "I haven't thought about their experiences, to be honest. Scroll down for a look at the musician's messy history." March 2009, the perfectly lonely crooner compared Swift to the songwriting icon Stevie Nicks. Isn't there, okay, so you guys remember her new album that came out that is Tortured Poets Department. The Tortured Poets Department, she has a song that's called Clarabelle, and one of the lines in Clarabelle says, "You look like Stevie Nicks." Is she referencing what he said? The perfectly lonely crooner compared Swift. No, why did it scroll back to the top? No. To songwriting icon Stevie Nicks, tweeting, "Waking up to the song idea that won't leave my head 3 days straight now. That means it's good enough to finish. It's called Half of My Heart, and I want to sing it with Taylor Swift. She would make a killer Stevie Nicks in contrast to my Tom Petty of a song." At the time, Miss Americana told Ellie that she freaked out when she saw the post. "I'm really excited about just the idea that he would even mention me in his Twitter," she said, calling herself a big fan of Mayer. Not anymore. June 2009, the collaboration Half of My Heart was featured on Mayer's Grammy-nominated fourth record, Battle Studios. December 2009, when they performed their duet at Z100's Jingle Ball in New York City, fans were quick to suspect that their romance was brewing. I'm sorry, but he ain't it. He ain't all that. February 2010, after enjoying a two-hour dinner in Nashville Bistro Cabana 1 month prior. Oh my gosh, the Wi-Fi just went out. Oh snap, something went wrong while displaying this webpage. If you're seeing this frequently, try these suggestions. Okay, I'm just gonna keep playing the song. Let's go back to the song. Basically, what we gotta know, he was way older, it ended terribly. Wait a minute, did it just censor out the word devil? Hold on, that's an important part of the song. She calls him a devil in the lyrics. So let's put the original version. I'm looking for someone who posts the lyrics here. If you would have blinked, then I would have looked away at the first glance. Oh wait, this is a lyric video. No duh, no one's gonna post the lyrics. Out at the first chance, if I was some paint, did it splatter? On a promising grown man. If I was a child, did it matter? If you got to wash your hands. I think he deserved to have been called out. If I never looked my way, I would have stayed on my knees. So this is definitely, and I never would have danced with the devil, is what she says in this lyric. That is pretty, I mean, to sing this song in front of the nation and call someone a devil, you know he must have done something. And there's just so much regret behind this song. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. That there's always that one relationship that you'll regret, you know. And that's just life. You can't let it hold you back. But there's always going to be that one relationship that you're like, dang it, I should have seen the signs. Oh, I wish I could go back and stop it all from happening. I kind of want to read the comments too, but I keep pausing the song. So let me put play again. At 19. Lord, you made me feel important, and then you tried to erase us. That kind of has to do with what we were just reading. He tweeted about her saying that she is like Stevie Nicks, making her feel so important. Oh my gosh. It's kind of inappropriate for a grown man to be tweeting that about a girl straight out of high school. Oh, you're a crisis of my faith. What I've could have, should have, if I'd only played it. I would have stayed on my knees, and I damn sure never would have danced with the devil. At 19. God's honest truth is that the pain was heaven. Now that I'm grown, I'm scared of ghosts. Memories feel like weapons. Now that I know, I wish you left me wandering. God rest my soul. I miss who I used to be. The tomb. This is probably my favorite part of the song. I regret you all the time. I keep on waiting for a sign. I regret you all the time. If Dang, those lyrics are so deep. Let's see the comments. Give me back my girlhood. It was mine first. Is giving me chills. The one commenter posts. I regret you all the time. It's one of the most heartbreaking lyrics ever. And the way she sings it, we can all feel the despair in her voice. Agreed. I'm gonna give it a like. Oh, wait, no. It's asking me to sign in. No, I'm good. Not trying to sign in again.
Thursday night football on Prime.
We are not watching a football ad. Let's see. If I was a child, did it matter? If you got to wash your hands is an absolutely gut-wrenching line. Why do I never see anyone talk about it? Yeah, it's a very, very bad, like, very gut-wrenching line. Like, to think about the amount of young girls who go through things like this is insane. And then her other song about this guy is Dear John, which I don't think I've ever fully sat down to listen to, so I'm gonna play it with you. And then after that, we can go to Espresso, since we kind of started talking about that at the beginning. But let's dissect Dear John. That's very relatable. Lived in your chess game, but you change the rule every day. Sometimes, speaking from personal experience, it feels like guys are playing a game of chess. And then when you think you're moving the right piece, they decide it's a game of checkers or whatever. Or we're playing dominoes now. It's like, whoa. You know, there's a lack of honesty in today's society when it comes to the dating world. I guess it's not something new, but there's a reason there's a big, big spike in singles this year, and that's because everyone's tired of it, you know? It's the point where people are playing games because other people are playing games and they don't want to get hurt. But in doing so, now everyone's playing games. So now no one wants to date and no one will date. That's also very relatable. Let's pause that for a minute and read that lyric. Dear John, I see it all now that you're gone. Don't you think I was too young to be messed with? The girl in the dress cried the whole way home. I should have known. And she's still trying to pin it on herself. Like, oh, I should have known. I should have known. You were young. You were 19. It's always the guy when you're 19 that will really mess with your heart. After that, you kind of learn. Again, she's trying to take optimism to blame. My blind optimism to blame. Again, she's trying to take the blame. He seems like a very manipulative person. And you'll add my name to your long list of traitors who don't understand. And I look back and regret how I ignored when they said run as fast as you can. She gets really specific here. Dear John, I see it all now. It was wrong. Don't you think 19's too young to be played by your dark, twisted games when I loved you so? Oh, man. There's just a lot of regret in this song, and the other one would have put a shit up. It goes to show that even though the relationship didn't last long and years have gone by, those things can still hold such a big impact in people's lives. And the fact that she's able to express it through her music is really beautiful. Okay, so she's saying you are an expert at sorry and keeping lines blurry, never impressed by my acing your tests. All the girls that you've run dry have tired, lifeless eyes because you burned them out. But I took your matches before fire could catch me, so don't look now. Girl, light that match. Shining like fireworks over your sad, empty town. It's true. She didn't let any heartbreak put her down. Which makes me want to play I Can Do It with a Broken Heart. But I promised Espresso, so we'll put that one next. Someone commented that the guitar arrangements were somewhat reminiscent of John's signature style, so she made sure to study his sound to replicate it in the song so that people would know who she was talking about. I see it all now that you're gone. Don't you think I was too young to be messed with? The girl in the dress who wrote you a song. You should have known. That's good. I like that she's now shifting the blame back to him because he should have. He should have known.
Don't you think I was too young? You
play that espresso.
Hi, it's Eddie Redmayne here, and I am so excited to share the trailer.
I have such a crush on Eddie. Okay, that was an ad. Let's get back to the song. I love this song. I was singing it on the cruise. I sing it everywhere I go. I sing it on the beach. This is very much one of my hype songs. That's the mi espresso. I forgot to put the clean version. Let me pause that. Let's restart that. Oops. I'm a singer. That's my favorite line. That is Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. I think that is going to be a wrap for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I hope to see you guys next week. I think next week or the week after will be the final episode. If I'm not mistaken. Which I might be mistaken. So don't take my word for that. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.